still in its fairly developmental but moving forward stages, the newly dubbed Department of Theater and Dance, bringing together these departments in a much more collaborative, administrative, and partnership fashion. We welcome in Steve Berglund and Heather Trommer-Beardsley from their departments, respectively, theater and dance, to talk about what certainly makes common sense, some interesting projects of late, and some nifty things coming up. Good morning to you both. Happy New Year. Good to have you here.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having us.
Good morning. Thank you.
The semester is just now in its second day, so I assume you're still fresh. You're not already longing for spring break. Well, things are good so far.
We've actually had some busy times in the last 5 weeks. Over the break, we had some pretty fantastic things happen.
And we're going to be talking about some of the more exciting projects. I guess we'll hit the rewind button just a little bit. I know that this came up during a conversation with you, Steve, as we premiered the summer theater season this past year. In terms of how this joining of the two into a kind of a new entity, if you will, on campus came to be. Now, about how far into the process and how has that transition gone so far?
The transition has gone very well. I should make it clear that dance and theater have been together for a while now. Through reorganization, we separated from communication. We were the Department of Communication and Dramatic Arts. Communication has become a separate department, and theater and dance has become a separate department through reorganization. And it's going very well. We have more control over how we market ourselves. In recruiting, I think it's easier for students to find us. We're not buried in a much larger department. And so the focus is better in terms of students being able to find us.
You think so too, Heather, so far from the dance perspective, that it's in a similar way gone smoothly so far?
Absolutely, and I agree with Steve. It's been much easier for the students to find us, particularly dance students. For the first time, dance is in the title of the department name, which has been helpful for students interested in that particular field.
Do you think that'll make a difference, especially moving forward as it gets more established in the marketing and the promotion, so that you see that it works well so far, but maybe even 5 years down the road when it comes to numbers of students in the programs, that there will be a much greater sense of that unique branding and ID here on campus?
I imagine yes. I mean, because right now, you know, we're noticing the beginning of trends, and as the years progress, we'll have more statistics to back that up. And I think it's going to help with our recruitment efforts and how we bring students to the campus to study with the Department of Theater and Dance.
So, as you noted, you've obviously been under the same umbrella for all of these years on campus. This is just now a little bit more of a distinctive feature. Is it changing at all the working relationship because, as you noted, kind of more setting your own direction? So has that changed or is it starting to change in terms of we're planning this project or this type of adjustment to the curriculum? Have there been any changes like that, again, are underway that people will be noticing more as it moves forward?
We have some pretty significant curricular changes, but I'm not sure they're directly connected to reorganization or becoming an individual department. This was a mutual agreement. Comm was fine with this separation, as was theater and dance. It worked out fine. Michael Pop and I worked together very well to make the change. But a lot of the changes, we functioned so much as independent entities before in many ways, not in every way, but in many ways, that in some ways the changes aren't huge in terms of how we do business. It really has more to do with how we're recognized by the university and how we're recognized by other institutions and by students looking for places to go. So the way we do business hasn't really changed a great deal.
One of the things that really caught our attention to invite both of you in was the recent collaborative travel. And when we think theater and dance, there's sometimes not only parts of the country, but foreign countries that have a rich tradition unto themselves in one area or both, and one of those countries is Japan. So sort of between the two of you to talk about how that project came to be, the travels there, and the experience that the students had recently with that whole Japan excursion slash project.
So this started last year. The college, College of Arts, the Arts and Media, had an international scholar program. So we had the fortunate opportunity to bring in three members of Musashi Action Machine, the artistic director, Kamiko Sakamoto, Masashi Mishiro, and Yuri Kodo. And so our students, our CMU students, were able to take classes for a week with this premier Japanese dance company. Then they invited us to come to Japan this December, so December 2019. So Steve and I brought eight students. We rehearsed all fall. The students worked incredibly hard, and we performed on their concert. So our eight students had the opportunity to perform in an international professional jazz dance concert, which was just a wonderful experience for them to do, and a great connection to the work that we had already done in February 2019.
Does this open the door for other exchange programs of this type, or to find more of these partnerships with foreign troops, be it exclusively theater or exclusively dance, or perhaps one that encompasses both, that the two of you would be looking to begin planning for on down the road?
Heather's very humble about this, but this was the second year in a row that Heather applied for. Janet Heffern, our dean, was, I think, looking forward in a real positive way about trying to internationalize opportunities for our students. And so Heather actually brought in an artist from Israel the year before.
Yeah.
And then wrote the grant to be able to bring in these artists from Japan. So I don't know whether the dean will continue that program, but it has worked very well for us. Heather and I have been talking about the possibility of trying to get their professional company to come and perform with our dancers sometime in the next 2 years as another part of that continued exchange.
Is the culture and the dance of Japan a particular interest to you, Heather? And I sort of dovetail that with a question to you, Steve, in terms of, are there other cultures or theater traditions that would have an intrigue to you, where, again, to look at the possibility of where some of these collaborative or exchange type things might go that could even go in the direction of a shared interest in someone else's culture, as it would impact both of your sets of students?
This particular company was of great interest to me. I first saw them perform in about 2005 in Chicago at the Jazz Dance World Congress hosted by the Giordano Jazz Dance Company. And at that time, I wasn't even working at CMU yet, and I was just in awe of their work, because what they do is they have created this combination of American jazz dance and Japanese martial arts culture, and that was fascinating to me. So when Dean Heffern gave us another opportunity to bring in an international company, I already had that interest in this culture around American jazz dance mixed in with the Japanese culture that I knew I wanted our own students to explore. And I think that is one of the reasons why I'm really interested in continuing this relationship, because it's such a dynamic blending of the cultures.
We come off of the fall semester when there is a number of theater productions, fall performances by the dance students. As we start into this new semester, what are some of the things that listeners might, who follow these things and attend many of these performances at CMU, might be familiar with in terms of performances that would be coming up, and something that may be unique to this season that you'd like to highlight as we start to look ahead into this spring semester?
The spring semester The first show that we have is called Punk Rock. It runs February 5th to 9th. And a couple of interesting things about it. It's a pretty provocative play about adolescence. It tracks the stories of students in an English private school, and it explores the challenges of being in high school in these times. And without giving too much away, it's pretty provocative in terms of some of the events that take place. It's shocking in some ways, but really exciting. One thing that's really interesting about Punk Rock is that we will be performing it in the Townsend Kiva instead of Bush Theater or the Theater on the Side, where most of our regular season productions are performed. I think it's been about over 30 years since we've done a regular season production in the Kiva, and we're excited about the opportunity that provides to our students to be performing in a different kind of space, but also for our audiences to experience theater in a different kind of space.
What was it about this particular play that lent itself to the theater in the round experience?
It's not technically theater in the round. It will be a half circle, a horseshoe. It's more like a thrust. I think we wanted to be able to get more people in than we can in the Theater on the Side. We like the intimacy, but we can get more people in there and it still maintain that intimacy. Paul Collins, our scenic and lighting designer, was interested in exploring the space and thought it was important that our student designers and technicians also have the opportunity to see what it's like to work in a different kind of space. It's one of the great things about our programs is we have very nice facilities and they're flexible. And so we can do a lot of different things in a lot of different spaces. And that's important in terms of giving students a variety of experiences. The next show in our season is a classic, Our Town by Thornton Wilder. Great play, Pulitzer Prize winning play. It's been around for a long time. Something there for everybody, I think. It really reminds people to take a look at the lives that they're leading. And some of it's funny and moving and touching, and I think it'll be a great production. Large cast. Nancy Eddy is directing that. She has some ideas about movement that she's working on that I think are going to be very interesting as well. And then I'll let Heather talk about the University Theater Dance Company concert at the end of the semester.
So the conclusion of the main stage season is the University Theater Dance Concert, and that is April 16th through the 19th in Bush Theater. And we're actually in the process of auditioning right now. And the students will perform faculty choreography. So our dance faculty will each be setting a piece on the dance students. And then we also have three student pieces that will be in the concert that were selected from the Dance Minor Showcase that was just held this past fall semester. And we're working on, I know we've been on here to talk about our science collaborations, we're working on another big collaboration with the biology department for this particular concert with Jay Batzner in music and Anderson in theater, Paul Collins also in theater, and William Pangle in biology, and myself are creating a piece, a long piece about climate change.
Hmm. David, I should also point out that these Punk Rock, Our Town, University Theater Dance Company concert, you can get tickets through Ticket Central, by the way, that's our regular season. But we have a number of shows that are done as studio theater productions. We have two scheduled already that are faculty directed. They'll be student designed, student acted. We have several that are student directed. We have a series of 10-minute plays that are all student written. They'll be directed by students. Actually, Tim Connors and I are acting in a play that was written by one of our colleagues, a short 10-minute play. So there's all kinds of other experience. We have a dance studio theater production that will be in the Theater on the Side. So there's a whole list of other productions that are available besides our three regular season productions. We have something going on almost every weekend. We have Trapdoor Improv, our improv company that performs once every month. They do two shows on a Saturday usually. So there's something going on all the time in our department. People can find that on our website at the Department of Theater and Dance website. Most of that will be available there.
When it comes time to planning a season or even making adjustments to a season, are any changes ever made because a student arrives that is just shows great promise as a comic actor or actress, or a student arrives that is just brilliant when it comes to tap or jazz or ballet. Now, obviously, they come and they get the full experience of learning all aspects of the craft and all of the different styles and influences. But to sometimes really play to an exceptional gift of somebody that really stands out in a particular area, do either of you ever find yourselves looking for that chance to put the spotlight on him or her that really just brings that spotlight to him or her in that way?
That probably doesn't happen when we put together the university theater season. I'm in the process now of finalizing the 2021 university theater season. So we don't even know who will be around necessarily. It's important to remember, too, that all university theater productions are open to any university students. You don't have to be a theater major, a theater minor, a dance major, which is coming up soon, a dance minor. You can audition for anything. You can volunteer to work backstage on any shows. So we don't highlight individual students. Some of that might come up in some of the studio theater productions because our season is put together so far ahead of time that we won't know who's here. And we don't really build a season around individuals. We build a season for the benefit of all of our students, what they need to be exposed to, as well as our audiences. What haven't our audiences seen in a while that they would like to be a part of?
You mentioned the production that'll come up in the Kiva, taking the production to that different space. And Heather, I wonder about that with you when you talk about the collaborations, as we've spoken earlier, with the folks in the sciences here at CMU, but also that idea of the different interpretation from the different space. And I think about the conversations that we had when the spotlight was turned on the longtime CMU photography of Robert Barclay, Peggy yes. Brisbane, and Steve Jessmore. And one of the favorite photos I had was of the dance students in that outside space and how he was able to capture the true feeling of the motion and the movement and that suspended in flight of several of the students. I don't remember the whole backstory on the setting and why and how, but I wonder about that in terms of your approach in terms of taking things off of a traditional stage and putting them over here or over there.
Yeah, that's a great photo, isn't it? That was Steve Jessmore's photo. That is from a project that we have done a couple times now, and it's about time to do it again, we call it Dancing Across Campus, where we literally take the students around campus and find interesting places that inspire them to do movement. And we usually have a photographer with us. In this case, it was Steve Jessmore, and he or she takes pictures of the students creating movement-based art surrounding campus. That's one example of what we do, but really the dance program has created a tradition of breaking out of the studio and finding different places to dance and, you know, making some of them site-specific so that, therefore, the integrity of the piece would change if it was moved to a different spot. Places where we've created art have been the sculpture outside of the technology building. We've created dances for the gazebo that's right across from the university center. We've created a piece in the library. So I think it's important for the students to be exposed to theater and dance that is not just made for a proscenium stage or not just created in a dance studio, but has a relationship with a place that is not considered to be a performance place, right? You know, a place where you would go to do something other than see art. And it's interesting to bring art to those spaces.
Lots of wonderful experiences, opportunities that have already come in the fall semester and certainly in the semester now that's just underway on the campus of CMU. Exciting news about that experience in Japan, and certainly hope that more of those opportunities become available for the students as well. cmish.edu/ticketcentral for the information about specific performances that will be coming up this semester. If people are interested specifically then in kind of that overview and then a little bit of a deeper dive into this now Department of Theater and Dance, the best website or access to that if people are looking to explore more, whether it's about an individual performance or just the activities and what is going on.
There's a couple of places where they can find everything about us. The website is cam.cmish.edu/TAD. So it's theater and dance at the end of that. We're also on Facebook on CMU Theater. We're on Twitter at CMU Theater as well. Jim Hickerson does a great job getting the word out for us, so we're pretty easy to find. All of that information is pretty easy to find.
And just like us in the business that we do, shameless plugs are always good.
So thank you very
much.
We're
glad that you brought those along too. And thanks to both of you for joining us today. Congratulations on the partnership as it has taken shape, is moving forward, and best of luck with all the performances coming up. Keep us posted on the news, and happy new year, happy semester. Thanks, Steve and Heather, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Great, thank you,
great
David.
Great to be here.